Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
Find today's episode and previous editions of the Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now.
Start this hour with a tale of international espionage.
Serious questions tonight about whether the Russians are using Rudy Giuliani to interfere in the U.S. presidential election.
This looks like your classic disinformation campaign.
Giuliani has admitted before to working with a known Russian agent to dig up dirt on the Bidens.
There are fears that what Giuliani is now pushing here in the United States could actually be part of Russia's latest and very massive disinformation campaign.
Chad Olson Show. Well, of course, we remember the propaganda, the utter propaganda of the mainstream media that happened during the 2020, the summer of 2020, all the way through after the revelations and the reveal of Hunter Biden's laptop from hell and everything that was contained on that. And the media instantly jumping to the defense of the Biden criminal family syndicate, saying that it was, well, of course, it was Russian disinformation. Because, well, now everything goes to Russia. Everything points at Russia. If it's something that damages the demo-communists, everything is blamed on Vladimir Putin. If high gas prices, well, of course, blame Vladimir Putin. High prices at the grocery store, blame Vladimir Putin. High prices across the consumer sector. Well, of course, it's Russia's fault. It has nothing to do with the failed policies and the idiocy and the energy stupidity and the intentional sabotage of this administration and regime against the United States. We know all of this is part of the Great Reset, the destruction of humanity, the end depopulation moment of the species. And I've said it for 20 years. They don't plan on fighting us. They plan on starving us. And very possibly starving us in the darkness if they decide that either an EMP, maybe a false flag EMP. I've long thought that the EMP burst that would take out the power grid and plunge us into a two-year starvation event of the American people for population reduction would not come from North Korea or China or from Russia. It would come from the American government itself. The potentials and the opportunities of the deep state for any number of false flag attacks against the American people could be a full-scale nuclear strike, could be a germological event, could be, as they did with COVID-19, but something far worse that they can now blame on this situation in Ukraine and on Russia and on Vladimir Putin for inflicting. Think about the vulnerability of Vladimir Putin in this situation. They could launch an airborne version of Ebola that wiped out 90% of the population, and they could blame it on Russia. With everything that's been injected into the ether and the narrative about the biolabs that we know existed in Ukraine, and the scripted little conversation between Marco Rubio and Victoria Nuland talking about, well, is there any doubt in your mind that if something were to happen virologically or germologically, that this would be the Russians that had launched something and then blamed it on Ukraine? And of course, Victoria Nuland saying, Senator, there was absolutely no doubt in my mind. If something happens, it is Russia's fault. It's Vladimir Putin. This is classic Russian disinformation. Never mind the history and even the present modality of the deep state to use every manner of disinformation to confuse the feminized soy boy generation, the millennial jibberbots, getting them even to go so far as to go to the nation of Ukraine, sans military experience, except for Call of Duty, of course, and Halo. Got these little Halo fighters and Call of Duty fighters that are now on the ground, boots on the ground in the nation of Ukraine, sending out their tweets and their twits and their twats. On Twitter and elsewhere, getting places bombed because, well, of course, they want a virtue signal on social media. There's any number of false flag opportunity in the pocket of the deep state. Anything can happen at this moment. We have never seen a conjunction of this kind for humanity and the human race in this age where information moves instantaneously across the transom. Back with more Shadows and Show. But of course, as we know, Hunter Biden's laptop, absolutely real. And there, yet another narrative is falling apart for the deep state. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.